Welcome back to Football Fanatics, the podcast that discusses everything going on within the Premier League, the Champions League, or any major news going on within the soccer world for this week. I'm your host, Julian Sweeney, here with your guest host, Micah Ume. Let's get right down into it.
All right. Do you want to talk about your Liverpool team today?
What? Bro. Don't even get me started, man. You know what the thing is, too? Yeah. Usually, like, I would be mad. But today, I just laughed. Like, I just, like, I looked at it. And you just have to laugh, bro. Yeah. You can't even be mad anymore. Because this shit is so poor. It's so bad. Alisson is just, I don't know.
So, I was watching before. Oh, my God. Sorry, there's like a snow blower outside. But I was watching ESPN FC before this, and they were having a debate whether or not it's Alisson's fault or it's Klopp's fault for forcing the system to play out of the back.
Nah.
I don't think so, because it's really easy to just launch the ball.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like that's a personal decision. That's just like something like, It's a mistake that he made twice. The second one was most likely because of just confidence and lack of concentration, because he'd already made a mistake. So it was probably just putting his head was probably just still down. Yeah. But I don't think it's down to the system, bro. Like how many clubs nowadays play out the back? Like Brighton plays out the back. You know what I mean? So it's not like that's the reason he fucked up. He fucked up because he fucked up. And he'll own up to that. You know what I mean? But Edison's probably laughing, though.
Yeah, he just won the Brazil job.
Yeah, he's definitely laughing his ass off right now. Alisson probably feels like shit.
Dude, what about the penalty? So I think it technically is a penalty because he did pull him back.
Which one? Gundogan's or?
Salah.
That's a pen. I'm standing by that, but that's a pen.
I think it's a pen, but okay, I agree. I think it's a pen. But I was watching this, like, angle of the replay. He felt the contact, and then he started moving. And then he just, like, completely flew on the ground. Like, he was about to fall down, and then he was like, I'm going to fall down this way. Like, he didn't have to go.
I mean, dude, there's no denying that he did make the most of it. Dude, what soccer player doesn't make the most of it nowadays? Like, everybody flops. But was there contact? I feel like as a ref, this is what you have to look at. Was there contact? Yes, there was contact. And yeah. Was he impeding him from, like, making a play? Yes, he was. And if that was enough contact for him to fall down, probably not fall down in the way he did, but, like, you know, there was enough contact to stop him from continuing to score, essentially. So, I don't know. Gundogan is definitely a penalty, though. There's no arguing that one.
Dude, Gundogan's been insane this season.
I know. He's been class. I'm stuck between him and Fernandez, the best midfielder of the year so far. Suchek as well. Suchek is, he's so underrated.
I agree. Did you see, that can lead us into, like, the VAR decision. Did you see the red card yesterday?
No, I did not see it.
All right, we can talk about it another time then, but he even tweeted about it afterwards. It was basically Mitrovic. I think it was tied at that point. I think it remained tied the whole game.
Oh, no, I saw this.
Yeah. He tweeted after, and he was like, I talked to Mitrovic, and Mitrovic didn't even think it was a penalty. And it took like 5 minutes for the ref to go over, go to VAR. It was just the most accidental contact I've ever seen. And he gave it a straight red. It was so dumb.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if intention can, like, count into it. You know what I mean? Because, like, I cannot mean, for example, what? I'm trying to think of the red card. The straight red for the Southampton player.
Oh, yeah.
Number 67, yeah. The youngster. First start, Premier League. Gets a red card right there. And that's when they lost 9-0.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he obviously didn't mean to kill McTominay. Like, You know what I meant? Like he kind of just like went in, and it was a hard shot. Like, it was above the ball, way above the ball. It was high. But if we're talking about intention, then that would be a yellow because he didn't mean to hurt him. Mm-hmm. But it's just a dangerous tackle. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think VAR, a lot of people have this debate, like VAR is ruining the game. I think it is and it isn't, because then without, let's say you take away VAR, you're still having the problem of like, oh, if we did have VAR, then that would have been reversed or that would have been called. So you need VAR. I just don't think VAR has been used properly since it like came out.
I mean, what would you add to it? Because right now it's red cards. And it's offsides. Offsides once the goal is scored, and it's pens, right? And there's other stuff like, you know, handballs, but it just like reviews all that stuff. But I think that's after the ball goes out or a goal has been scored.
Honestly, I wouldn't change the rules that it affects. I would change how referees are trained.
What do you mean?
I don't know. Is it Mike Dean?
Dean, yeah. What about him?
The referee who made the decision yesterday, and the referee who made the Suchek decision, and then he made the Man United Southampton game. And I don't know if it's just him. I don't think it's just him, but he's made terrible calls this entire season. Like, why? I don't know how you can fix that. Like, if you train them properly, maybe, because every single rule is like a gray area. Like, it could go one way or another in terms of like yellow, red,
penalty. Yeah.
So, I think there just needs to be clearer rules, because every week it's different. Like, every single week it's different. You see it called for one team, particularly Man United, and then it's not called for any other team.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Consistency is definitely a problem.
Yeah.
But I feel like consistency in terms of VAR is going to be hard because the VAR referee changes. Like, it's not the same person every time. Mm-hmm. Also, referees change. So in terms of consistency, it's never going to be perfect. But I feel like VAR can be more perfect than the on-field decision. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like in VAR, you have the chance to look, or you should be allowed the chance to look at past results and past, you know, past offenses, because you have the like technology right there in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have the technology like on field, then it's going to be a little bit, you know, more difficult to, you know, call the same kind of call that was made, who knows, last season or however many months ago, however many games ago. I don't know. Anybody who tells me that VAR is like ruining the game, I never agree with it, because look at how many like goals it's like taking back. You know, like think about the amount of money that would have been lost from clubs had there not been a change in decision. I think in the Ajax Spurs game last year, 2 years ago, when Liverpool won the Champions League, there was a call that helped them. You know what I mean? That helped. No, not the house Spurs beat Ajax. I remember that. I think it was Son's goal, maybe.
I think so.
Well, I think it was a huge decision. Yeah. And without VAR, that wouldn't have happened.
That's true.
And who knows, Spurs probably wouldn't have made it. Because one goal took them. You know what I mean?
I saw this clip today. I can't do social media anymore, but I downloaded Twitter a few months ago. I think Twitter is like the best, in my opinion, it's the best form of social media. I don't know.
You said how, bro?
What?
Instagram.
No.
What's the difference? It's all the same shit.
Yeah. I just think Instagram is like, I think Twitter is more direct. Like, I don't want to see these random people's photos. I don't care.
You see random people's photos as well.
But okay, true, but it's more of like stuff that I care about, like soccer Twitter. So many Chelsea accounts are always on my page, like gaming Twitter. I don't know. I get it, but basically it was like, I think somewhere in Australia, it was a soccer game, and it was like a Fox thing, and on the commentary you had the guy in the VAR booth, or like, I don't think it's VAR, but it was something like VAR. And he was like telling the referee, I think you, like, you heard it in the TV, you heard it. He's like, I think you should check this for possible, like, possible intentional contact. And then the referee walked over and he was like talking throughout it. Like, you could hear the conversation and like the decision being made. And then he gave the guy a red card because it was like an actual red card.
Yeah.
That would be good for like either if NBC or Sky Sports or whatever did that, because then we could like kind of understand what's going through their mind.
Thank you for listening to Football Fanatics. Please be sure to check back next week so we can keep you up to date on everything going on within the footballing world.